Greetings, Perf Bites listeners. It's your old friend Satan here again, and I'm proud to introduce the News of the Damned.
There he is, screaming again. He's always screaming.
I'm always frightened by that introduction. Yes.
James, how are you?
One day I'm going to run into Tim Curry at a restaurant in Los Angeles, and I'm just going to wig out. That's
it could happen. We should do a T-shirt for the News of the Damned with Tim Curry as Satan. I am darkness. James, it's time for News of the Damned. We haven't done one since we did at STPCon. We had the conscious uncoupling, or the unconscious coupling, which is more likely after you've had a few Long Island iced teas in New Orleans, right?
Now, Mark, ironically, the title of our first episode for News of the Damned is entitled Whiskey Fest Gets a Bit Tipsy. So this news is a little bit delayed from last fall. It's just coming to light now in a couple of articles that I've run across. But so we'll call this the long hangover period, during which you're kind of remembering what's going on in this case. Yeah. So last Thanksgiving, Whiskey Fest put tickets on sale for a Chicago event. They sold out all 1,900 tickets in 7 hours, but they had a website that was constantly falling over. Now, we can make all sorts of nice jokes here about the server had too much to drink, you know, was out with the guys for too long the night before, and all that sort of stuff. I'm sure it was quite a bit of effort to keep the servers up and running effectively in order to sell out all the 1,900 tickets that were for sale. Do you really want to put that kind of stress on your operations team just because you weren't effective at your testing?
Yeah, and it's also, do you have to, like, if these guys kept the servers going for 7 hours, did they, 2 hours into it, they gave the server a five-hour energy?
They probably got it from Mr. Lyles.
Yeah, Mike loves that stuff. So, okay, so there you go. So don't drink too much. Don't let your server drink too much.
Exactly. Or your server admins or your developers or you know, anyone affiliated with your server.
Yeah, only after the outages, after you sold all the tickets, then everyone can drink as much as they want. That's the rule.
So, Mark, our next story comes from the Ukraine. And a particular newspaper called the Kiev Post, on February 20th, there was a news story about a sniper assassination, you know, with all the chaos that's going on in the Ukraine.
Yeah, this is not Crimea. This isn't a different part of the Ukraine, the revolution, right?
It's all Ukraine, and I'm not sure exactly where the sniper assassination took place, but it was enough to drive an incredible amount of load to the Kiev Post website, because they have reporters in the field gathering data. So their primary sources of information, as compared to, say, the Associated Press, who may be using them for data for a larger feed. Here we have world events completely outside of what you might normally plan for a journalist, that is causing an extra interest on your site for people to come to the site. And I believe the Kiev Post has only about 30 to 40 people working for it.
Wow.
Yeah, they're mostly journalists, and I would guess not technology specialists.
I'm not even sure what the infrastructure, the internet infrastructure is. So if they're actually running these servers somewhere, they've got to be a hosting provider. I mean, Kiev's a huge city.
Yeah.
And it's an international city. So it could just be the general flood of traffic. There's people from all over the world hitting those same servers with high latency traffic. I wonder if they were tipping over just because of, like, memory. Hard to tell. Get a CDN.
Well, you know, Mark, we're going to see that CDN may not be the perfect solution in another couple of stories. So
yeah.
The next story on News of the Damned is we're going to go to the headline of Miracle Does Not Extend to the Website.
There was a miracle?
Well, figuratively speaking, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
On April 7th, a company called Leki in Ireland released a kind of a unique harness called the Firefly Upsea Harness that allows an adult and a child to kind of walk together.
Yeah.
You're probably familiar with, like, the three-legged man race, where you take one leg from each person in the race and you bind them together and you kind of run together. Well, this harness is made for children who've never been able to walk.
Yeah, so it's sort of like tandem jumping if you're going to jump out of an aircraft with a parachute, do a kind of thing. Tandem jump.
So this would be like tandem walking or tandem dancing. This is an entirely new worldview for these children who've never been able to walk, which is why I put the tagline, you know, miracle does not extend to the website. Yes. So you can imagine you have all of these parents all around the world waiting for this product, and it's released on April 7th, and the demand was so high that it took out the website.
So again, probably a small organization without a huge IT infrastructure.
Exactly. And still, despite the website outages, they were able to sell 1,000 units worldwide.
Yeah, and people will come back with something as endearing and cool and actually maybe miraculous to the perception of the child.
Yes.
Yeah, of course they'll come back. But that's sad. I mean, they should be able to scale, and maybe the website needed a harness of another website to have it in front of it so that there were two websites.
So Mark, you're suggesting that maybe the website needed an adult to kind of guide it in its actions?
Yeah, could be that you strap one website in front of the other website, so then both websites can dance together. That's maybe
put the Firefly Upsy Harness website on a proven platform which has known scalability, is what you're suggesting.
Or in other words, James, get a load balancer.
That would probably work too, and then stand up another couple of servers behind the load balancer.
Yeah. That sad story, kind of, but pretty cool product in the end. That's very cool.
Now, the next story, Mark, I'm going to make some people in the UK furious.
Really? Oh, no. Now I'm kind of scared. Did you call Richard Bishop and clear this with him first? Call Simon Knight. Call Mahesh. We should have cleared this first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Manchester United gets a red card.
Yeah, I bet they do. At least their IT infrastructure.
Well, this occurred because on April 22nd, Manchester United, that they had parted ways with David Moyes.
Yep.
I guess that's how you pronounce his last name, as a manager. Now, they made this announcement at 8:30 in the morning. Just a few minutes later, the team website pretty much went down for the load of interested parties for Manchester United, you know, trying to figure out what the heck is going on.
Yep.
Now, I went out and took a look at the Manchester United website from a technology stack perspective. They do have Akamai.
Oh, wow.
But they also have a website which is built heavily on the .aspx paradigm. So it's all dynamically generated. So you have these competing paradigms here. You have dynamically generated pages and front ends combined with a caching website. You have a added encumbrance on the developer to make sure that the cache headers are set appropriately when they're developing the pages, particularly if the origin servers are considered authoritative for how cache is going to be managed. Yeah. And you have to be so critical in how you make use of state information, which is kind of a runaway demon, no pun intended, on .asp and .aspx websites. That if you have all of these dynamic state components in your request, effectively you're going to defeat your content distribution network.
And it's, in a case like this, it would be similar to other really small companies where the origin server is probably just one little hosted VM little server somewhere. But yeah, this is a developer headache.
Yeah, yes. So this is why I say the CDN may not be the perfect solution in all cases, because you have extra work you need to do on the back end to make sure that you're appropriately marking items that do need to be cached and for how long, and making sure that your design allows for efficient caching and doesn't mandate that users constantly come back to your origin servers.
I would also say single user tools for performance would help to solve these problems, because all of those header checks and all that stuff on every component would help. And they're built right into the browser. You're just not taking time to fire up a single user audit on, hey, is this stuff cached properly? Because that would have given you just 10 things to cache properly. They'd be all right.
Not only that, but they should have simplified the entire website. Right now, it's a portal with a whole complex menu structure, a lot of stories and different panels.
Yep.
If they had just dropped that and gone to a single front page that was cached completely and then had a button to go to the traditional website behind it, they could have really addressed a lot of these load issues because 90% of the people wanted to come and see one story.
Yeah, and we covered that on How to Survive Point Load, right? Have a static page that you can shim in under heavy load. There it is. You didn't listen to that episode, guys. Very sorry, Manchester United. Very sorry.
And the last one, Mark, is under the headline of Ronald McDonald gets cat scratch fever.
Wait a minute. What you have written here is Ronald McDonald scratched by Hello Kitty.
Well, I thought cat scratch fever sounded a little better, but...
What is it, Ted Nugent? He's a character. It's a great song, actually. I think it was a number one hit for a while.
So, Mark, you just alluded to the cause of the cat scratch fever.
Yes.
In Singapore, McDonald's was offering this collector set of Hello Kitty memorabilia.
Okay.
And they were, of course, you know, as everything is with Hello Kitty, it's all limited edition and everything else. So the Singaporeans kind of attacked the McDonald's website on the internet with frantic attempts to buy these limited edition Hello Kitty toys.
Yes.
And of course, the servers go down and down and down and down. And evidently, you know, these are, you know, unique characters. They've not been offered before. And this is why I generally fear people who are Hello Kitty obsessed.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so basically what you're saying is it was a not so happy meal that day.
True. And Mark, quite frankly, I don't even know if this is happy meal based or it's just you go to McDonald's and you buy one and, you know, kind of like the Star Trek glasses at Burger King.
Yeah, back in the day, you needed to buy different entrees to get the different glasses. You didn't know which week you had to come back, so they had a way to get you to do add-on sales in order to get the whole glasses. But this thing went down for hours and hours and hours, eh?
Yep. But people are happy now. They have their Hello Kitty memorabilia. I don't, you know, maybe Ronald is going in for shots. You know, so
the Hello Kitty Bubbly World Collector's Set, as you've written here, quote unquote, comprising six versions of the mouthless kitten dressed as different animal characters, making their global debut in Singapore, have been released to mark the 40th anniversary of the iconic character. This is a mouthless kitten dressed as different animals. I think I went to an adult Halloween party once that was like that. It was a little freaky.
Yeah, this is, you know, what can you say? People and their hobbies.
All right, James, thank you once again.
That is News of the Damned for this week, and just because we mentioned them online, I'm going to throw in a complete set of Star Trek barware as a parting gift for a special attendee for the barbecue in July.
There you go. Come to the barbecue in July and pick up some.
They're still in the boxes, and I'll ship them to wherever you want them to go.
That would be very awesome. Thanks, everybody, for listening to News of the Damned. And James, of course, I don't know where you come up with these things. You find them through the noise of healthcare.gov. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Flood.io and Cubic LoadPack, for their continued support of the mayhem that we address here on News of the Damned and supporting the spreading of the news about how to avoid these outages, because keep in mind, we give tips to people on how you should not end up on the News of the Damned. And congratulations to the folks in the UK who run ticket sites, because apparently you're not the only people having issues and struggling compared to Whiskey Fest.
Thank you, everyone, and have a great week.
You're just going to end it there. You don't want to, no banter.
After losing it on Whiskey Fest, I think I'm just gonna
No, I think that's fine. That's fine. No, people dial in. They listen to the show for the banter, you know, at the end. So it's kind of fun back and forth talking about drunk websites. It's crazy. Thanks, everyone. Hey, Vincent Price, where are you, man? Take it out of here. He's always screaming right until the very end.